Yogi Bhajan called it a
hallelujah,
a kriya for self-hypnosis to hypnotize you into self-love.
Hallelujah,
unconditional
hallelujah,
self-love.
Hallelujah,
and where there's love, there's no fear.
Hallelujah,
and when there's no fear, there's no anger.
Hallelujah.
Hypnotize yourself into that
hallelujah
relationship with yourself now.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'm the host of this program. If you didn't know that, now you do. And I am glad that you are here. Hopefully, you've had a great day, and I've had a okay day, I guess. So, hey, and I'm so excited to have John Tursky, hopefully I've said his last name right, with us tonight, and I am so excited to have him on. He will be taking some calls here in a little bit. I'm going to get to know him a little bit beforehand. But he can't be with us too long tonight. Some other stuff going on in his life. But we're glad that he stopped in to spend some time with us anyhow. And so I'm honored to have him here tonight. Before we get into the program, there's a few things that we do on a normal basis here. One of them is we pull a card for the show. And the card for the show comes from my Gaia deck. And it's the Nightwind card. And it talks about facing fear, subconscious release, and healing. And, you know, that's where we are right now. That's where we should be, anyhow, is releasing stuff, letting it go, you know, no longer hanging on to it. And what's very interesting about this card, in the last day, there was something that Spirit showed me that was in my subconsciousness that was holding me back. And a lot of times, we don't see that, and I'll be talking about that more maybe tomorrow if we're on tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll be announcing that here in a little bit. But, you know, so that's the card for the show, the Nightwind card, facing fear, subconscious release, and healing. All right. Let's go to prayer, and then we'll have John come on with us, okay? Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for your presence that we've been getting to feel right now. And Father, Mother, God, let us release all of our stuff. And let us begin to tap into you, tap into that source, tap into where all peace is, where all love is, where all understanding is. Let's tap into that. Right now, Father, Mother, God, I pray for John as he gets ready to come and share a little bit of his journey with us, a little bit of his life with us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the gifts and the abilities that you have placed in his life. And Father, Mother, God, and the amazing journey that is ahead for him. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you again for bringing him here tonight. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners as always, and I thank you for them. I ask that you would just continue to touch us, continue to move in our lives, and continue to let us move past our fears. Let us move past those things that are holding us back. And let us tap more and more into you. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. We all say namaste, and we say amen. We're going to back up for just a second. And we're going to request prayer for my dad. My dad is not doing well at all. He thinks that I don't know that he's having issues, but I do know he's having issues. He's in his 70s. And, you know, I am concerned about him. So not worried about him. You know, we changed that worry to – we changed that word worry into concern. A lot of times we worry too much. But we can be concerned, and we can put it in the hands of angels and our spirit guides and stuff like that. So I would like for you all to pray for my dad right now. His name starts with a K. I'm not going to say his name out loud. Spirit knows who he is. You can just say Mike's dad, and Spirit will know who that is. I only have one dad. And so Spirit knows who that is. So if you would do that for me, let's go ahead and do that now. And I would appreciate it so much. So let's go and lift up my dad in prayer. And my mom too, but especially my dad right now. I'm really concerned about him, okay? Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my dad. I thank you for the things that he brings into my life and the lessons that he has taught me. Father, Mother, God, right now he's not feeling well. He's overwhelmed by taking care of my mom. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would just touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Archangel Raphael, I ask you to come in right now to begin a healing in my dad right now. I just pray that you would just touch every part of his body right now, that you would surround him with angels and your love, and let him feel that. give him that strength that he needs right now. Father and Mother God, touch his sugar right now and touch those things that are causing this. And Father and Mother God, we just thank you for my dad. We thank you for what you're doing in his life right now. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello, finally, to John. John, hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I was getting ready to say, how can I help you? I'm so used to saying that. Hey, you know, if you do a radio show over and over, sooner or later you get stuck in these ruts, you know, that say, hey, how can I help? Hey, that's nothing, John. I do that at my own house phone. You know, people call the house and I go, how can I help you? So now, in case I don't know you that much you know, I saw that you were over on Aaron's show, and that's how I found out about you. Can you tell us a little bit about you, how you got started, just anything that you want to share with us?
Sure. Yeah. I guess to say how I got started is, you know, the best way for me to explain it is I really don't know life any other way. So as long as I can remember, you know, from early childhood on, I've always been, you know, graced by this gift of being able to connect with something higher than all of us.
Right.
I didn't necessarily start to own it or really start to work with it until, you know, later towards my high school career. My junior year of high school is when I had a near-death car accident. It wasn't anything as if I went to the white light or didn't experience anything like that, but I was left with injuries in a condition that should have left me dead. So it really made me look at things with purpose, and it, you know, kind of, you know, invested or invoked a sense of service for me, which in turn, you know, I picked up what I had, and, you know, I really began working with my gifts, my abilities, and, you know, I've been doing this professionally now for the past 6 years. And it's, you know, I consider myself to be more of a medium. So I acknowledge myself as more as a mental medium, trance medium as well.
Okay. Now, in case somebody doesn't know what that means, could you explain a little bit
means
to the listeners?
Well, mental medium is pretty much, all it is the term of how I receive my information. So when I, being my personality, my everything steps aside, you know, I allow the personality of our loved ones and those who are in spirit to kind of come through me. It takes over my thoughts, my emotions, my feelings, my energy, everything. So, you know, I read, you know, spirit and I read those in front of me just by reading myself. It's almost as if I step into them. But it's more or less as they're stepping into me. So a mental medium would just be somebody who is a medium, but is more, there's a third party involved, I guess is the best way for me to put it. Now, on the other hand, I do what's trance medium, which is allowing the spirit to come through and to take over and pretty much to use my body. But that's not allowed for any spirit. You know, that's more for my guides and the ones right. that I know. So, yeah.
And so that's pretty cool. So let's go back. I'm going to go back a little bit into something you just said a minute ago about, you know, when you were in high school and sort of the accident. So sort of in a lot of ways, I felt like that was like a wake-up call to you, you know, to get your life in order. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, and I feel like that a lot of times, I mean, I've talked to several mediums, and what's really interesting, I'm beginning to see a pattern here in a lot of our lives, you know, where we've had these wake-up calls, you know, these moments of wow, okay, this is, you know, your path, and this is where I want you, and so spirit puts us there in sort of,
sure.
you know, in different ways, because I know my own life, it was that way, and like I've had different guests on there, and I'm beginning to see a pattern here with a lot of mediums. Now, let's talk about your family. Now, is anybody in your family gifted, or is this just something that you have, or is it running your blood?
Yeah, I'm totally the odd one of the bunch. Yeah, nobody has this in my family. So.
Oh, okay. So you're sort of like the sore thumb that sticks out in your family tree there.
Absolutely.
Now, how does your family – now, talking about that, because I sort of am the same way. So how does your – does your family accept this, or do they just don't talk about it?
You know, I would say the majority of them accept it. But I would also say the lesser of the majority don't quite know how to support it. Okay. So, you know, it's kind of split in half. You know, my mom's side of the family is very open, very supportive, very, you know, they're open to it. And my dad's side of the family is very Catholic, very strict, very Polish, and it's very out of the box of what their norm is.
Right.
They've had to do a little bit of an adjustment on their part to, you know, make me feel welcome and make me feel supported in family. So even though they don't understand it, on some level they got to respect it.
Right, yeah. And that's pretty cool. I mean, at least they, you know, and I find that in my own family as well, you know, that maybe my family doesn't understand totally and, you know, but they still love me and they still respect me and you know, so that's a good thing that they still do that with you. Now do you do a lot of your readings face-to-face or do you do them over phone or how do you work particularly?
I do both. I would say the majority of my readings are in person. You know, there's something about an in-person reading that, you know, there's an experience that comes with it that you just can't get over the phone. But I do see clients, and I have clients all over the world, and I do accommodate for that. So I would say generally, you know, 60% is in person and 40% is over the phone.
Right. And now you're based in Ohio, is that correct?
Yes, in the Toledo area.
Okay. I thought that you probably were in that area, and I just wasn't sure. I talked to several people, so sometimes I get my wires crisscrossed and all tangled up here every once in a while. But now, do you see spirits in detail? I mean, do you see, like sometimes, like, say, your mom, do you see spirits the same way you would see her? I mean,
No,
at times?
Not quite. No, what I do see, the best way for me to explain it is what I do see visually would be like what you would see looking at the back of a jet engine, like how there's the heat wave and that fuzz. And the only difference with me is I see that with a bunch of color and just a lot of beautiful shapes. And it's almost as if the shapes and the color have their own tone and their own rhythm. And that's just an indicator to me just to be able to have an orientation point of where they at and who's around me and just to know that there is something around me. It's more internally or clairvoyantly that I would see the details or pick up on things. So that would come in inside of me, but visually I just see the profile of them is the best way for me to put it.
Okay. And I totally understand that. You know, now I see in detail, but a lot of, you know, and that's another thing that I find interesting. Another reason why I do this program is to get to know different mediums and get to know how everybody works differently and to let the audience know that we don't all work the same way. We don't all pick up the same way. And that's why I tell people, I go, you know, you could get a reading from me. You could get a reading from John. And those readings are going to have different information in them. Different things are going to come out in them. Because we read differently, and
sure.
You know, and you know, I tell, you know, people always ask me to go, you know, why do you let other mediums come on your show? Aren't you threatened by them? And I was like, no way, you know, because we're all working for the same purpose. But you know, like right now, you know, if somebody got a reading from me and say they called you up later on in the week, they're going to get different information, most likely, you know, and information that is what they need to hear at the moment. Does that make sense to you?
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. Is there anything that you want to share about your life with us? Anything exciting that goes on in your life?
I mean, nothing that really comes to mind right now. I mean, I'm a traveler. I love to travel. So,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying one of the things I have quite the connection with India. So I've spent a lot of time in India. I've you know, worked in schools in India. You know, it's happened to be somewhat of a part of my core and a part of my background, and even somewhat part of a past life, I would assume. So,
right. I find that very interesting. How did you get started doing that? I mean, how did you get over to India, and how did all of that start?
Well, it all started, I mean, as you can imagine, I mean, you have many different people coming, you know, in for a session for many different reasons. And not everybody's really coming in to want to connect with somebody.
Right.
Well, I just happened to have met somebody through a session and through a client who happened to be an educator who, you know, wanted to create a brand new philosophy or concept of education that generally was really only accepted and embraced in India. It's quite the curriculum and philosophy that is just so out of the box and out of our norm here, that over time working with this person, you know, I've helped to, you know, bring down information, to bring down concepts to, you know, and I've never really learned, like I never went to school for education or early childhood education, but I started to channel and I started to bring information through that was helping her tremendously. So after about a year and a half of working one-on-one very closely, we had both actually got the opportunity to come into India and to actually implement this philosophy into the classroom. So this was my way of looking at it as it appears to be that I know what I'm talking about and I understand it, but can I do it? And that was just a way for me to challenge myself. And so I did. And I was in India for 8 weeks and volunteered at an orphanage. I worked in the school. And I pretty much was the, if you will, the medium that they allowed me to be able to read the child's needs that weren't able to be, you know, physically seen. So I would say I would observe the child. I would, you know, read them energetically, spiritually. And then I would go back to the teacher or go back to the administrators and say, here's the problem. Here's the needs. Here's what we need to do to adjust ourselves, you know, to be able to allow that child to instill or develop a love for learning. So,
yeah, and that's pretty cool. I find that totally amazing, and because I mean, you know, what, I've never been to India, but I'm sure that India has a different spirituality, a different energy there. Would you agree with that?
Yes and no. I mean, it's, you know, okay, it's all one language really when you get to it.
Right.
It's just, you know, we just all try to interpret it very differently. So, I mean, what I generally will say about India is, you know, when you go over there, it's going to be quite a culture shock, you know, just like anything else. I mean, there's chaos, it's dirty, it's just a different way. But when you get past all of that and you connect to the core and you connect to the essence of it, it's no different than what we here try to look for or try to search for or operate with. I mean, humans are humans, and we're all looking for the same thing.
Right.
I just think the Indian culture is a little bit more focused on what that is spiritually, as opposed to the mundane, as opposed to how we are in our culture.
Right. Yeah. And that's sort of what I was looking at, it seeing if, you know, if they were a little more in tune to that spiritual side of them than a little bit that we are at the moment. But the one thing cool that I like, John, is the fact that we are awakening, that we are moving into a different place. And I find that it totally amazing. Now, how old are you?
I just turned 24 in October.
Okay, yeah, because what was very interesting is when you first came on, the reason I asked you that question is you feel very old to me, like a really old soul. Has anybody ever told you that? You just come across.
Yes.
Okay, and I would agree with you. You know, picking up a little bit about you, I would definitely say that there was a past life to India with you. That's why you're drawn there. I'm just going to validate that for you, that I would agree with you on that. But, you know, I find it amazing. We do have a call but there's no answer yet, so we don't know who they are. So they're not, I guess they don't want to talk at the moment. Now, let's see. I did have another question for you, and of course it's just slipped out of my head. Now, anybody that's interested in getting a hold of you, what's your website? Maybe we'll go there right now.
My website is johnturskymedium.com.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you, going to your website, your website jumps out at you because there's a gigantic eye right there. Now, how did you get into, you know, the eye? I mean, I'm just interested. Why did you choose that? And, you know, because everybody chooses different things on their website, and I just would like to know, if you don't mind answering that.
Absolutely. I you know, if the terminology of things weren't so limiting, I tend to look at what I do as just, I'm the liaison to the unseen eye. So I'm just the interpreter or the communicator to, you know, what's within us that is all a part of us. So when you're speaking about the eye that's on my website, for the listeners, just to kind of paint a visual, it's a picture of my eye with my face inside of me, inside of my pupil.
Right.
And that was something that was inspired to me a few years ago. And then when I was having a photo shoot for, you know, marketing and media stuff, the photographer just felt inspired to take a picture of my eye. And there came the me remembering my idea, and I had shared with them, you know, I've always had this idea to where I want to put my face inside of my pupil. And, you know, she was pretty much like, I can do that. And that just happened to become my logo, and it's something that's recognized everywhere. So,
right.
You know, it's quite, it holds the vibration, I think, of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and I agree with that, because that's the first thing that, I mean, when I was, you know, getting information about you and really just, you know, filling you out and see if, you know, you were going to fit into the program, and I went to your website, and as soon as I saw the eye, then I saw your face inside the, you know, your pupil there, and I thought, man, you know, this, I could just feel your energy. I could just sense, you know, that's what you're trying to get across, that you're seeing for everybody else. And, you know, and I think going back to your story about India, we'll go back there a little bit really quick here. You know, one thing I always say is that we're all connected spiritually. I mean, we're all the same because we all have the same spirit within us. And I think that's what you were trying to, you know, say there, because when you get rid of all the other stuff about India, when it comes down, they're not much different than we are. I mean, they're all the same. I mean, we're all connected.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And so, so let's see, because I feel, okay, maybe this is what I'm feeling. Are you, maybe I'm feeling something around me, and maybe you're supposed to pick up on it, because, and maybe that's why I keep stopping, because I feel like that there's something around me, I can't pick up on it, I don't know if you are, but I will tell you that there is a presence around me, but I cannot tap into it. I don't know if it's for me or if it's for somebody that might call in here. But there is a presence around me, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But
no, you're fine. You're fine. And, you know, honestly, I mean, it could be all of the above. Also, though, I kind of feel, I mean, I happen to feel the same thing on my end as well, too. So I just think in this moment, it actually is just, you know, validation of just me and you connecting. So
okay.
I think there's a piece of me on your end and there's a piece of you on my end. And we're just both, I think, witnessing that.
Okay. Okay. And I would sort of go along with that. And we're going to go open the phone lines because you're going to have to leave here pretty quick. But right now our phone lines are open at 347-327-9316 if you would like to speak to John. If you would like to speak to him, please only ask one question per caller. He is on a limited time. He has something else that he needs to do, so he can't spend a lot of time with us tonight. So please, if you would like to talk to him, 347-327-9316, okay? And it's very interesting. We got several calls. But the person that runs my phone line can't get them to answer their phones, so I don't know. It's spirit, and it's you know the new energies are changing. Now, let's just ask you this question: from your point of view, what do you see? Because I've been asking this almost everybody that's come on this month. What do you see for 2013? What do you feel like that might? I know that that's not your Eric, because you're more of a medium, but what do you feel personal on a personal level?
Well, I think something we all can relate with is I think that this is going to be a year in it, and it already has been. It's a year of exposure.
Right.
And I mean, that's something that anybody can, you know, be categorized in.
Right.
You know, it's a year of awakening, and I guess the best way for me to explain it, it's a year to where, you know, our inner most essential qualities are here to be liberated. And whatever that may mean, whatever that may look like for everybody individually, as a whole, collectively, we all have agreed that it is time. So I think collectively, we all can see that this life can be lived in a completely different possibility than how we have been living it into the past. So again, with everybody on this planet collectively agreeing that this is how things could be, I think we've all begun to take initiative and responsibility to make the choices, you know, to begin to move forward and to live a life that we all can see and imagine. But it starts with ourselves. It starts with the inner eye. It starts with the part of you that is needing to be awakened or needing to be seen. So I think a lot of us in 2012 went through a period where everything that is not us, or everything that is, as you talked about at the beginning, the card of needing to be released, which still at the beginning of 2013, we're still experiencing some of the debris of 2012, which is still releasing and letting go of, getting rid of, and detaching from, before we actually have the platform, the room, or even energetically the freedom to begin to work on the parts of us that are waiting to be liberated. It's unseen gifts, unseen qualities that are there to be experienced. Therefore, a year of exposure being, again, to see a part of yourself into everything that you do in this world, as well as a part of you to also be put out into this life, this light, with purpose, with meaning, and with intention. So I think everything is changing in the sense of how we operate, how we co-create, how we, you know, individualize ourselves, you know, how we have relationships, the balance of everything. And I think this is the year to where the truth of that and the nature of that is here to be exposed.
Right. I totally agree with that. Now, I'm going to go back a little bit, something that you said a little way earlier in our conversation tonight, about spirit guides. And now, do you work a lot with your spirit guides? Because you were talking about that earlier in the conversation.
I do. I work quite closely with my guides. You know, they've been with me from the start. And doing this type of work, you know, it's not something that I really, you know, sat down and learned in a classroom. It's not something that anybody could really teach you. You know, right. It's an individualized, specialized kind of work. You know, right. I've always said from the beginning, it's the kind of job you either got to, you know, learn. You either got to get with the program, or you go crazy. And right. So I've been quite steadfast in that. So from the very beginning, you know, my guides, you know, made themselves quite known to me very early on, and they have been the ones that have kind of, you know, inspired me and directed me and guided me. And we've built such a relationship that you can't help but trust that. So, you know, I'm the type of person, I enjoy my alone time. I enjoy my space. I enjoy sitting in the silence, you know, because you're always in divine company. And that is where the most comfortable space for me to go is. So for me to be able to do this work and to stay sane, I've had to build that relationship with them just to keep my mind and to keep everything focused and where it needs to be.
I agree. Okay, we finally know who's on the other end of these calls now. So we're going to take some calls here if you're ready, John. So,
okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get some of these people on here with you. Michelle, you're on with John. We appreciate you calling in.
Yes, hello? I'd like to know what 2013 will bring me.
All right, Michelle, can you give me your birthday?
9/18/73.
Okay, Michelle. Just to kind of tune 789. Okay, Michelle, this is a year to where I would say for you, you know, it's about creating brand new family dynamic. I guess that's the best way for me to put it, okay? So everything for you, Michelle, really began to change in September. And even as I tune into you, your life isn't about you as much as it is about everybody around you. Is that true? Michelle?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Did you hear me when I said that as I'm tuning into you? First of all, the thing that I'm feeling is that your life is more measured by the people around you as opposed to you and your own doings. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so when I talk about that this year of 2013 is about you getting back to a brand new foundation when it comes to your family and when it comes to the roles of everybody in it. So when I take a look at 2013 for you, it's going to be quite the adventurous, quite the busy year. I don't know if this is what I'm saying about moving or what I'm saying about it's just relocating. You know, your roots, your family roots have been uprooted, and you know this is a way for you to plant yourself somewhere differently. So your roles are going to change with the people in your family, and it's just So this year for you is just all about family, plain and simple.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yep.
All right, boy. All right, let's go ahead and get Marie on with you, John. Hi, Marie. You're on the phone with John.
Hi.
Hi.
My question would be about what my path would be. I have lots of options open, and I have no idea which way to go.
Okay, Marie. Can you give me your birthday?
Yep, 10/27/66.
You know, that's my birthday.
I do know that.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
3, 4, 5. Let me ask you this, Marie. Why, when I tune into you, why am I feeling somewhat of a connection with a lost child or a lost daughter?
I do have a lost daughter.
Okay, so that's the first thing that's...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she was born early and didn't make it.
Okay. Now, is there something significant about this time of year? So did this happen around this time of year?
Yeah, now that you mention it. It was January 26th.
Okay. So just know that, I mean, her presence, I mean, if I can pick up that over a radio call, I mean, it just goes to show how close and how strong she is with you right now, okay? I would say, here's the thing. When you're looking for a path, when you're looking for a direction, I would actually say, here's the thing. You're asking me for a focus, correct? What do you focus on? Where's your target? Okay? Now, here's what's different. I actually think that this year for you, your distractibility will be your gift, okay? So as long as you can be okay not having a focus, as long as you can be okay not knowing, okay, this is going to be where you can have the most magical and blessed year possible, okay? And I have to say, being a medium and doing what I do, I can't help but to always see when it comes to parents who have lost a child, they tend to receive the most blessings out of life if they know how to receive it. Okay, just to keep that in mind. There's nothing that I'm seeing with you as far as cautions, red flags, or warnings. You're getting a mixture of all these different options because these are all the different ideas that you have put into your mind as being possible for yourself. So just keep in mind and take a look at how closely things are coming to you and how quickly they're coming the second that you see that for yourself. Okay? So it's not a matter about what's right or what's wrong. You know who you are and you know what you need to do. Plain and simple. I just honestly will say, again, your distractibility is your gift. Your inspiration will give you your unction to function as long as you're, again, aware of that. So, yeah, just know your daughter's very close to you. And also, again, as well, too, this year, it doesn't matter what you do. It's time to have fun. If you're not having fun, you're not doing what you're meant to do.
Awesome.
So, and this is also what I'm also hearing, what I'm also hearing is this is the most creative year for you this far.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. You have a definite gift. I don't know if I'm supposed to say, but I met you once in person a couple of years ago. And, amazing gift. Amazing gift.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
It's okay to tell him he's amazing. But yeah, so that's all right. Rose, go ahead and you're on with John.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to know, can you just like give me a general read, please?
I'm sorry?
Just a general reading, please? Just whatever comes through for you?
Yep. Can I get your birthday?
Sure. It's August 31st, 64.
Are you in a relationship, or who's the relationship person around you?
My daughter.
Okay, so you're not, there's no, like, romance or spouse or anything like that?
No, absolutely.
Okay, well, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so, Rose, I can't help but to feel, and excuse me, but you're all over the place, I will say. It's like shoot. So you're asking
today, I feel like a rubber ball.
Yeah, and you're asking for general? Jeez. The first thing that I did tune into was relationship, okay? So I don't know if this is what your mind is on or if this is what you're wanting or trying to attract to yourself, okay? But this is just what's in your aura. This is what's in your vibration, okay? Just to put that out there for you, okay? I'm not saying that you are, you aren't, or it will or it won't. I'm just acknowledging that when it comes to relationships, if you're ready and if you want to be open, I think this would be a beautiful time for you between now and the end of the year to create and to bring somebody into your life that is balanced and healthy and reliant, okay? I would say that this is also a year that it would be about you creating a foundation for you and your family, okay? I kind of have to give you a lot of credit because I think 2012 kind of sucked for you. You know, excuse me, but you were really looking forward to the beginning of 2012. You know, it's like you had all these goals and you had everything, and it's like come June, you finally realize this isn't going to be the year I thought it was going to be. So I'm just here to assure you, 2013, this is going to be your year, okay? I also feel as well, too, when it comes to work or when it comes to jobs, you've been quite stifled a bit. Does that make sense? It's almost like you haven't been given what you deserve or being acknowledged for what you should be acknowledged for.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm fixing to make a job change.
No, I'm sorry?
I'm fixing to make a job change. A lot of it is because of that reason.
Okay, now let me ask you this, Rose. If it wasn't for the people, would you still love your job?
No.
Okay. Because when I tune into what you do, I honestly feel like the job is great, the work is great, it's just the system and the people just aren't so great. Okay, so I don't know how much you want to take yourself out of that. I'll be honest, if you can wait at least 3 to 4 more months, this is when the doors will begin to open for you for possibility and for opportunity, okay? Right now, I'll be really honest, Rose, this is a time for you to still, you're still cleaning up your mess, okay? I don't know what that means. I don't know what this is involving, but you're still beginning to, I'll put it this way. I remember Michael at the beginning of the show was talking about releasing and letting go, getting rid of. That's exactly what you have done. So you find yourself on a new abyss, new soil, new land, new outlet, new everything, but you're still going about it the old way, the old system, old beliefs, and old mindset. You understand?
Okay, I do.
Okay, thank you. So this is a time to where, you know, you really should be just percolating. And, you know, when I say you're all over the place, you're chasing your dreams so much that your destiny is really trying to catch up to you. So if you just calm down, just relax, you know, kind of take up the I don't care attitude for a little bit, and just you might surprise yourself with what's already at your feet and what's already knocking at your door, okay? Even as I'm talking to you, your mind's already on something else right now. You're thinking about what you got to do, what you need to do next, who's around, what's happening tonight. So just be as present as you possibly can. I just can't help but to feel what you may feel as far as your satisfaction is already in front of you. Just quiet your mind a bit. So, and also, too, you're a very gifted person by nature. So I don't know if you've gotten into the psychic medium, you know, energy work, but I think a lot of that might come to the surface in you this year as well, too. So.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm very excited about what you told me. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Lily. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and take the last call for John anyhow. And it's coming from New York, and it's Andy. Andy, you're on with John.
Hi. I wanted a reading about my employment situation.
Okay, can I get your birthday?
Yes, it's April 13th.
Of what year?
54.
Okay. Okay, now let me just talk. Okay, now are you asking about employment situations that would be permanent or more or less situations
that would...
Well, more
about my current one. I'm just kind of wondering if my current one is going to go, if it's going to be long-lasting or short-lived. I'm not quite sure about it.
Okay, let me ask you this. What do you want?
I'd like to stay.
Okay. Because I'll just put it this way. When I tune into you and when I take a look at your job situation, okay, there's nothing mm-hmm. that's being thrown at me that is a red flag. There's no cautions or no warnings, okay? I'll be honest.
Okay.
The only thing that would take you out of your job is by your hand, okay?
Okay.
Now, that's
going to
be conscious or unconscious.
Okay,
and that's why I say have the authority of whatever decision you want. If you want to be there, if you want to stay there, walk into that job like you have a right to be there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think I can feel you walking into work already with the attitude of I better get ready to not have this job. So on some level, you're preparing yourself for something that's not even real yet. So you don't want to
mm-hmm.
really create obstacles before they become obstacles. I honestly think that this position is sound. I mean, you wouldn't have any major changes for at least another 5 years, okay, just by kind of taking a look at your chart and everything. So this is a time where you have an opportunity for a lateral move. So if there was a job change, it would be within the company, and it would be rising to a next level, okay, if that's something that you wanted. Keep in mind, you're on this cycle all the way till April, okay? So once April hits, you're free and clear. See what I mean? If nothing happens between now and April, nothing's going to happen for at least the next 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
Okay. So I just, I think where you're at is solid, it's secure, it's safe, and I even think there's opportunity for a promotion.
Okay. That sounds good then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, that was pretty good. All right. John, that was amazing, and I appreciate you doing that for us. And if you would like to get hold of, if you would like to get hold of John, if you liked what you just heard, that's why we do sample readings with our mediums here. John, could you give us your website, please?
Yes, my website is www.johntursky.com, and you can also find me on Facebook as well too, John Tursky Medium.
Okay. And also, if you forget all that, you can find John very easy by going to our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and click on his picture right underneath his name there, and it will go right to his website. If there's problems with those, because I noticed the other day there were some problems with those links, if you guys see that, please let me know that, and we'll correct those. But just be sure that you go to his website. He would appreciate it, I'm sure. Now, John, you mentioned that you were in Ohio, and if somebody wants to get hold of you, if they're in that area, they could sit down with you and face-to-face with you?
Absolutely. I make myself available full-time, so I do readings pretty much 6 days a week, sometimes seven. So I do make, you know, out-call services. I'll come to your home depending on the circumstance. I do have an office here in Sylvania, which is right on the outskirts of Toledo.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. Now, do you do group readings? I mean, do you do those? Or I know some people
yeah.
do and some people don't. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I do. I actually prefer, you know, a lot of times people will have me, you know, do a group reading if we're going to be talking to somebody who had passed, and it's something that a lot of people can benefit from. I do what's called gallery readings as well, too, which the best way to explain that, it's like John Edwards style, you know, on a stage in front of a large audience, and you're just
right.
kind of picking and choosing people to read for. So, yeah, there's a lot of different ways I use this. So.
Yeah, because I think I saw some videos of you in a gallery setting, and I think that's where I watched, you know, a little bit of you and just get to know your style a little bit. And like I said, you know, I'm very picky about the people that come on, you know, on this program. So, you know, I check them out and, you know, see if they're going to be a good fit for us or, you know, even if we're going to be a good fit for them.
Sure.
So, yeah. But,
and
you know,
I
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you. I mean, it's an honor for me to be here, and I really appreciate you having me as a guest. And, you know, you got some really cool listeners, so I was just excited to be a part of this. So just thank you. And
Yeah, and maybe, you know, maybe down the line a little bit, we'll get you back here where you can spend a little bit more time with us, and we'll get to know you a little better. It feels like we were a little rushed tonight, but, you know, I do appreciate you being here. And, you know, taking that time. Now, the one thing that I don't normally read for guests, but I'm picking up something that I feel like I need to share with you. And to do that, I need your permission to do that. Is that okay if I share something with you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, are you working on a book, or do you have a book?
not yet. Not physically.
Okay. All right. Spirit's saying that it's inside of you. And it needs to get out on paper. I don't know what that means to you, but that's what I needed to do. If you know, if you know how it is, if we don't give the messages that we get headaches, or you know, and I don't like headaches, so I needed to pass that on to you, and hopefully that helps.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And to give you a little bit of validation, I actually got that same message earlier today. So that's
okay.
just yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, because it's almost like I don't know if this was your spirit guide or who this is, but it just felt like somebody was shouting that to me, you know, like
yeah.
like tell him that he needs to get this out on paper, and I'm not getting you know there you know hey I got a book trapped inside me too, so I totally understand that, but you know we and a lot of times I think you know I think that one of my other guests mentioned you know a lot of times when we write these books. A lot of times I think there's personal stuff that comes out in our lives, you know, that we get stuck in and can't get past. Would you agree with that sometimes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because once it's out on paper, it's out there for everybody to see. So,
Yes.
And, you know, and we all have interesting lives, and we've all gone different paths, and it's brought us to where we are, you know, now. You know, I think, and I'm sure you would agree with this, everything that you've gone in your life so far up to now has been a learning lesson. You've learned from it. You've grown from it. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't change any of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because if, you know, I always tell people, if we change one thing, we change everything. And, you know, and the one thing that I thought was really impressive with you, John, one thing that I liked about what you were saying earlier is that you were always this way. And it's the same way with me. I don't remember a time in my life that I didn't have a sense of something bigger than me and, you know, something inside of me. Maybe I didn't know exactly how to tap into that, of course, when I was little, but, you know, but as I've grown, we've learned, and it's a process. You know, you can't become an instant psychic overnight. It's
right.
A process. It's growing. And John, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to let you go because I know you need to move on. But I do appreciate you being here, and maybe someday we'll get you back here, okay?
Please, yes, and thank you for having me again.
All right. Thank you, John. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to say namaste to you, John, and that just recognizing the spirit within you. Because one thing I would say to you, John, and is that I am just really impressed with the energy of you. It's just amazing. Not that, you know, I'm not impressed with any of my other guests, because I have been. But I don't know. There's just an amazing energy with you. And continue on your path. Continue to always reach out to other people and just be you. Okay? All right. Now, we have another guest coming up on Friday's program. Michelle Boyd will be with us. She is known as the corporate guru. Or a guru or something like that. So to find out all about her, and she's like a motivator. She motivates people. She promotes people. I've talked to her personally, and when I was talking to her about getting her on the program with me, it was very interesting. Normally, I interview the guests, and she was interviewing me, and I thought that was very interesting. And you know, because she's very picky on who show she comes on. And I'm glad that Spirit led her to this one. And so she'll be with us on Friday. She's not going to do any readings. I will tell you that right now. She doesn't do that, but she will take your phone calls. And if you're interested about motivation and stuff like that, you can call her. But she won't be doing any readings. But she will be here on Friday. Now, let's talk about tomorrow. Here or not here? I'm going to say that we are here, okay? So I will be here tomorrow. We will be teaching tomorrow. I also will be doing some readings, so if you didn't get on with John tonight, you can call back tomorrow. I will be doing readings tomorrow. So we're going to go to 4 days a week until February, and then February we're going to make some changes. But we're not going to be on 5 days a week anymore. We're going to go to 4 days a week. Which will be Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. Okay? So, and if you know anybody that you would think would make a good guest on the program, or maybe you want to be on the program, contact me at spiritualtalkradioymel.com, and I would love to visit with you, and we can discuss that. Okay. Or if there's even subjects that you guys would like to see me talk about to teach you. The other thing I want to tell you really quick, if you're looking for Insights with Michael, if you're looking for that website, you're going to see some changes. If you type in www.insightswithmichael, you're going to go to a website. And on that page is an introduction to a new phase of my life, which sort of is birthed off of Spiritual Talk Radio. Most of my life, my business has been called Insights with Something. Insights with Michael, Psychic Insights, something. But over the last few days, I realized that there was stuck energy with that, old energy that I wasn't even aware of. there were some painful memories, things that happened that I wasn't even aware of on a subconscious level. I didn't like it anymore. And so thank to my spirit guide that I found out about that. And so we're changing the name away from all of that to Spiritually Awakening. So it's going to be Spiritually Awakening, which makes sense because that's where we are right now. Also, as the website comes up, you're going to see a lot of changes. You're going to see a lot of things differently. I'm going to do a lot more teaching. We are about to change one more time and evolve into something different. Okay? That doesn't mean that we won't have guests on the program. That doesn't mean that I won't be doing readings on air or any of that. Please stick with us and find out all those changes that are coming. But they're going to be good things, okay? Not bad things. All right, so, but, you know, we all have to realize, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow, we have to realize that a lot of us, unknown to us, are working on a subconscious level. Our subconscious mind is messing with us and dictating things to us that we're not even aware of. Please tune in tomorrow to learn more about that. Learn more about what these changes that I'm getting ready to go through with you. Because we are in a time of transformation. We are in a time of change. And we have to continue to evolve. If we don't continue to evolve, what happens to us? We become stagnated. We become stale. We become stinking. Okay? And I don't want to be stinky. Okay? All right. So I don't think you want to be stinky either, do you? No. So, John, thank you so much for being here. It was my pleasure to have you here. And I agree with the caller that called in and said that you're amazing. You're amazing. I will say that from my point of view as a medium, you're amazing. So thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us tonight. So we're done. Thank you for being here. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Join me tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central, and we'll see where Spirit leads us. You guys have a good night and be safe. Click your seatbelts, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.